Hi, Bob. It's Emily. I'm just creating a little recording for you of the Eucharistic prayer. I'm going to use the Easter responses, since that's the season that you're in, and do two different versions. The first one is going to be kind of a very simple version, and then the second one is going to have more embellishments and kind of go all over the place. I think, you know, the first thing to know about the Eucharistic prayer is that it's really an expression of your musical style, so it should feel native to who you are, not as if you're trying to, you know, imitate how I would do it. And I think one good way to start with that is just to experiment with the text and speak it similar to how you would if you were leading like a psalm chant, sort of putting emphasis on the syllables that seem to have more weight. So at the beginning of the prayer, for instance, you have, "Holy God, we give you thanks for your holy name, which you planted in our hearts, and for the knowledge, faith, and immortality you sent us through Jesus, your child." And you can start to kind of feel the rhythm of the language and the way that you might want to sort of organize it and group things together in something that feels akin to a speech pattern. It's really very similar to leading a chanted psalm. So I will start at the beginning and just try and do a simple version here. May God be with you, and also with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. It is right to give God thanks and praise. Holy God, we give you thanks for your holy name, which you planted in our hearts, and for the knowledge, faith, and immortality you sent us through Jesus, your child. And the response, glory to you forever and ever, glory to you forever and ever, etc. You created everything, mighty Lord, for the glory of your name. You gave us food and drink for our pleasure, and that we might give you thanks. You have blessed us with spiritual food and drink, and eternal life through your child. Above all, we thank you because you are mighty. Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. And on and on. And then the next bit, while Jesus was eating with his disciples, I usually try and sort of sometimes just kind of expand what's happening. I slow down a little bit. I tend to make more eye contact with the congregation and really kind of tell the story and sometimes simplify what I'm doing musically as well. So it might sound something like this. While Jesus was eating with his disciples, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. And then the next piece, "Mother, we give you thanks for the life and knowledge you sent us." It kind of feels like the climax of the prayer to me, and so I tend to sometimes move up melodically and get a bit broader, and then also, just kind of expand more. So, "Mother, we give you thanks for the life and knowledge you sent us through Jesus, your child. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again." And then you're sort of concluding in this last phrase, "As grain was scattered across the hills, then gathered and made one in this bread, so may your church, scattered to the ends of the earth, be gathered and made one in your commonwealth." Amen, amen. Yeah, so that's kind of the arc. And now I'm going to go back just to the beginning of the presider's part and just do a more sort of embellished and more joyful version that feels a little bit, more complex. So with a little more flourishes. It might sound something like this. Holy God, we give you thanks for your holy name, which you planted in our hearts, and for the knowledge, faith, and immortality you sent us through Jesus, your child. Glory to you forever and ever. You created everything, mighty Lord, for the glory of your name. You gave us food and drink for our pleasure, and that we might give you thanks. You have blessed us with spiritual food and drink, and eternal life through your child. Above all, we thank you because you are mighty. Glory to you forever and ever. While Jesus was eating with his disciples, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Glory to you forever and ever. Mother, we give you thanks for the life and knowledge you sent us through Jesus, your child. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. As grain was scattered across the hills, then gathered and made one in this bread, so may our church, scattered to the ends of the earth, be gathered and made one in your commonwealth. Amen, 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 amen.
Great, so that's it. I hope that's helpful, and again, you know, it's improvised, it will be different every time, and it will be particular to you. So I just encourage you to make it your own and have fun. And also the song leaders and Jake especially are very much there to help and, to be collaborative. Okay, bye!